Greetings, one and all. Gardner Goldsmith here with you at Liberty Conspiracy Audios with a very brief introduction to let you know what is in this program. First, I want to thank you for listening and telling other people about what we do, either in radio form or in podcast form, and remind you that if you ever want to join us over on Facebook, there are always people who are in there chatting about things, posting stories. Just look us up under Liberty Conspiracy. You can also tell people to look for our podcast library at Podomatic or at iTunes, again, under that strange title, Liberty Conspiracy. In this program, we feature an interview with a man I respect greatly, who is just a terrific guy. He's the founder of the Free State Project and the founder of an amazing new project. It's called Ethics and Economics Education of New England. You can find them at e3ne.org. Or just head over to the Facebook page for Ethics and Economics Education of New England. You'll see some terrific posts there, and you'll see some great links to things that Jason has written. This program is very timely, I think, because I am about to head out to a special competition, a speech competition, which is being sponsored by E3NE, and it features teenagers who have had some of the educational opportunities that E3NE offers, and they're going to be offering a lot more. I am really, really pleased to see what Jason and the organization have been doing and what they're hoping to do to help parents who are interested in giving their children the opportunity to learn about political economics and ethics and the moral dealing with one's neighbor. That is, I think, very important, and they might think so too. And also to offer possible scholarship opportunities to people, free books, things like this that the organization has been very, very involved with putting together. And they're planning on expanding their operations. And I think that if I had children this age, this would just be the kind of thing I'd be very excited for my kids to be able to investigate. So remember, e3ne.org. And I'm going to be heading up. I'm going to be one of the judges on this speech competition that you'll hear described in the podcast. And I want to thank Jason again for being my guest. Just a terrific conversation, and he's just a standout person. So if you have the opportunity, look up the organization. You'll see some awesome articles by him. And again, if you're interested in this, maybe even if you're a teenager listening to this, look it up. See if you can talk to your folks about it, because I think it's a great opportunity, and there are going to be more opportunities happening as this organization grows. Take care. We'll see you. Lots to discuss, and typically on Sunday nights we start off with a very quick news update, and I play the very exciting and partially hip and rockin' ABC News theme, but right now I want to do something different. I want to give a little tip of the hat to the folks at Free Talk Live and the people who have responded so positively to this show and to a lot of the things that are being done in New Hampshire by people who believe in the fundamental precept of the sanctity of the individual, the sovereignty of the individual, the primacy of the individual, to engage in free and peaceful interaction with other people without interference, and how that tends to lead to greater prosperity and lives being bettered all over the place. And the Free State Project has been incredibly beneficial for me as an individual who grew up in New Hampshire to see come into the state and work in so many different areas, whether it's in the state legislature, whether it's activism, whatever it might be, or doing podcasts, supporting podcasts, as Brett has done with School Sucks, and Jason Osborne has just been so integral in helping us over here at Liberty Conspiracy and over there. So many people have been involved, and there is one guy who really got this thing going a number of years ago, Jason Sorens. Jason is the founder of the Free State Project, and one of the key, obviously, the key person responsible for starting this thing up, really moving it. And I want to welcome him to the program at the beginning of the program right now to talk to you guys out there about another very interesting project. He's obviously devoted a lot of time and attention and energy to the Free State Project, but he's got something else going on right now, which I think is really, really fantastic. And I want to let him explain it to us. Before I even ask him about it, I want to welcome him to the program. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good evening, Gar. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. This is a nice way to start, rather than going into all the stories about how we have to gird ourselves against the onslaught of political machinations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I should hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great night here in New Hampshire. It was like 80-some degrees here, and I'm so glad that you're here and so many of the other people in the Free State Project are here. And I want to mention that you're also a lecturer at Dartmouth, so you have been spending a lot of time up in the north where it's beautiful. And if people haven't had the chance to go around that area, they really should take the opportunity. It's gorgeous up there.
Yeah, it's a great area. I think we've got the best restaurants in the whole state around here as well. A lot of local food.
Yeah.
It's just a great area to visit.
And you got Queechee Gorge right over there, right?
That's right. We're very close to Vermont.
Yeah.
So they've got Queechee and all sorts of natural stuff. We're not far from the White Mountains, Mount Moosawak. Man. You name it.
Awesome. Well, I know that you've been involved with something that people from New England might appreciate this. Can you tell us what this stands for? 3ENE. What is this?
Yeah, this is Ethics and Economics Education of New England, or E3NE. And you can visit us online at e3ne.org.
Right.
And it's a new project of mine. Since moving to New Hampshire 2 years ago, I've remained active with the Free State Project, and I'd like to get more liberty activists to move to New Hampshire. But I also wanted to start making a difference here in the state in other ways. And so I started this organization to teach high schoolers and policymakers ethics and economics. So we are going into high schools doing weekly discussions on big issues in moral philosophy and economic principles, and we're also giving them college scholarships. They can compete for scholarships at the end of the year in a speech competition, and we're giving them books. So they're getting some classic works in classical liberalism, like John Locke's Second Treatise of Government, John Stuart Mill's On Liberty, Milton and Rose Friedman's Free to Choose, just to name a few. So it's been great fun. This is our first year doing it. We're starting out at two schools, and the kids have really gotten a lot out of it. And it's, I think, critical to the future of liberty here in New Hampshire to get these ideas to the next generation.
Yeah, I agree, Jason. It's imperative to do this and to do it in a way that once you introduce this information to children, you can see them respond. You know, they do get really interested in it. It's a new thing. I remember the first time I was introduced to an Institute for Humane Studies week-long seminar, and there I was being immersed in all of these thoughts that I had started to explore, but so deeply and richly. It was wonderful. And what you're doing here is, in a way, it's a New England-wide process of introducing young children, teenagers, to the thoughts of great thinkers. Can you give us an example? For example, you know, you talk about some of the great philosophers and so on. Can you tell us a little bit about how you approach these two schools this year and what kinds of thinking to which they might have been exposed?
So a typical discussion will start with some kind of question. Mm-hmm. And so I'll pose the question and get their responses and then work from there to try to figure out the problem. So, for instance, the very last one that I did at Merrimack Valley High School in Concord was about borders and immigration. And we actually started that one out with a little bit of role-playing, and I pretended to be an illegal immigrant trying to get into the country. And they had to play border guards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they had to tell me why it was just for them to try to keep me out of the country.
Oh, man, that is awesome. What kind of things did you hear? And then how did you start to unravel those? Did they already have thoughts instilled in that they had thought of themselves for reasons or that they had heard? And then did you sort of deconstruct those and sort of understand their positions? How did that play out?
Well, it was interesting because they actually were, on this issue, pretty libertarian to begin with.
Oh, cool.
At first they started saying things like, well, it's against the law. And then I said, well, what makes it a just law? I mean, if it's an unjust law, we shouldn't obey it, right?
Right, lex mala, lex nulla.
I mean, we'd already gotten to the point in the term where they'd been introduced to that concept.
Awesome. This is awesome. Yeah. This is so cool. The idea that you're doing this, it's almost transgressive in a way, transgressive against what has been established for so long. But it's a healthy thing, Jason. We're speaking with Jason Sorens. He's the founder of the Free State Project, and it's a beautiful Sunday night here in New Hampshire, all across New England. And if you get the opportunity, then check out E3NE. And it's a terrific thing. And on Facebook as well, right, Jason? There are lots of posts over Facebook, things that you write, articles that you find, little bits of information that teenagers and adults can find that are just so rich. It's such a great learning experience. This is one of the things, whether it were you or anybody else, it's such a good learning experience. Okay, look, you know what? I've just talked right up into the commercials. Can you come back in the next segment, Jason?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Okay, Jason Sorens will be returning with us, one and all. And, if you want to type out any messages to Jason, hit me up at Gardner.Goldsmith on Skype or LibertyConspiracy@Yahoo. We roll along at Liberty Conspiracy on the radio, LibertyConspiracy.com, the website. The program is live on Sunday and Monday nights on the Liberty Radio Network, but also you can find us at Podomatic or at iTunes. Just look up the words Liberty Conspiracy together. You'll find our programs. We have about 200 of those that are listed. I've had to remove a lot of them. But they're a combination of current breaking issues that we hope to dissect and get to a nugget of reality, a nugget of understanding of individual versus or the individual's place within the state as these things are happening around us and certain decisions are made about which we have very little control. We look at economics, we look at philosophy, we look at history, hopefully with some intellectual rigor and offering things to people that folks will appreciate. And just a quick mention to one listener in Pennsylvania. I have to say, one of my friends, Brian Keene, who has a podcast called The Horror Show with Brian Keene, he's a very, very successful novelist. He's had stuff turned into movies and things. And, I mentioned Brian a lot because he's a pro-liberty guy. Brian happened to post on Facebook that he decided he didn't want to make dinner the other night. It was like Friday night or Thursday. And he went into a local Subway, and he had a Liberty Conspiracy T-shirt on. And the kid behind the counter said, "Whoa, Liberty Conspiracy." He listens to the podcast. So whoever you are, young man, and I asked Brian if he can give me the address of the Subway where you work, thank you. That was really, really cool to think that there's somebody out there, who said something like that. So that's great. And Brian was really happy, too, because he loves the show. So thanks. Thanks, whoever you are out there. And I hope to find out. And maybe we'll put you on the show sometime. We'll bring you in. Right now, our guest on the program is the founder of the Free State Project and a man who has been working very recently helping spread the word of freedom and the understanding of ethics, very, very key, and economics to younger people, teenagers, high schoolers, and allowing them to capitalize on the opportunity to learn. He is Jason Sorens, and it is, check this out, E3NE. Once again, tell everybody about E3NE and how they can find it, Jason.
Yes, E3NE is giving moral philosophy and economic principles to high schoolers and policymakers. You can find us at e3ne.org, where I blog about my discussion sessions with the high school students and some of my reflections on big issues in ethics and economics.
Yeah.
And we're expanding. We hope to start some conferences for policymakers next year as well.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Boy, you know what would be interesting is if any of those teenagers would like to come in and see the policymakers and how they respond. It would be quite interesting to compare the teenagers versus the policymakers and say, hey, policymakers, the teenagers picked up on this stuff pretty quick. How about you? That's very interesting. You mentioned something to me during the commercial break, Jason, that I just thought was terrific, which is that you're not ascribing any labels. You're not attaching any labels to the information or the philosophy or the conversations that you have with these teenagers, the questions that you pose to them. You let them arrive at information, discover information, arrive at opinions, and you're not attaching any terms to this. Can you tell people about that a little?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this program is based on something that I myself did in high school. It was called 10 Pillars of Economic Wisdom, and it just focused on the economic side of things. Mm. And, you know, when I got involved in that program, I was very much a kind of hard-right conservative. That's just how I was raised. And really getting introduced to free trade and comparative advantage and the Austrian economics, those ideas really kind of changed my views on economics and opened me up to kind of a different world of ideas. And I never attached the label libertarian to that stuff till I got to college. But you know, ultimately, I did find the label. I found my tribe.
Yeah.
But it was really the issues that got me there. And I think that's very common. People will shy away from a strange label, mm-hmm. Or a label that that they've heard something bad about, or it's the other side, right? So mm-hmm. if you even attach the label like free market to something, to a Democrat, that sounds bad, right? That sounds like that's not us. That's not our team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you can't. I don't think you can attach labels and keep people's minds open to the ideas. What I really care about is the ideas.
Yeah.
People can come to the ideas, to the labels later or not at all. You know, I don't really necessarily care what you label the ideas, but as long as you're basing your policy on the evidence and on good logic,
mm-hmm.
That's what I care about. And if we can do that, if we can open people's eyes to supply and demand, the price system,
yes.
Natural rights,
yes.
You know, concepts like that, that's what's going to make the difference in the long term in terms of freedom and freer markets.
Boy, Jason, you hit it so well. Tell everybody again how they can find you online.
You can find us at e3ne.org or on Facebook. We're Ethics and Economics Education of New England.
e3ne.org. Ethics and Education, Ethics and Economics Education of New England on Facebook. And Jason, I just have to say, if there are parents listening right now or teenagers listening right now, this is a great opportunity, if you're in the New England area, to think about contacting Jason to say, you know what, let's see if we can do something like this in our area. How can I get some children involved? You know, little pockets of children. If you're a teacher, an administrator, something like that, if you're involved in any way with children, think about it. This is a great opportunity not just to allow kids to be able to explore new avenues of thinking, but also those children, those youngsters who are interested in exploring this further and capitalizing on their ability to really delve into these things. Again, involved with scholarships, book giveaways, speeches, lots of things. And in fact, you've got something cool coming up very soon, correct?
That's right. We're doing our speech competitions for both the schools that we're working in. And it's a great opportunity for students to get access to ideas that they're not taught about in high school. There's very little economics in the curriculum. There's no moral philosophy at all. So they get the ideas, they get free books, they get the opportunity to win college scholarships. So really a great thing for the students.
It is. And you know, it's interesting, Jason, as we bring a guest on and you know we sort of race on the air very quickly and then you sort of get in a little groove, you're like, okay, I'm sort of getting calm here, you know, and then it's over so quickly. But I really hope people, yeah, you're doing a really good job. And just to let you know too, Jason, not to get too sentimental about this, when I discovered that many of the books that I was buying from the laissez-faire catalog or getting from the Institute for Humane Studies were, you know, libertarian in nature, you know, picking up Human Action or getting Economics in One Lesson or The Law by Bastiat, whatever it might be, and sort of adding to my understanding of John Locke's Second Treatise and some of the things that I had read in high school, maybe I was around 20 or so, and I approached my father, and I found that in his library he had an annotated version of Human Action, annotated version of Economics in One Lesson. Yeah. And I said, Dad, you were like a proto-libertarian in the 1940s. And he goes, well, the ideas just made sense. And you sound just like my dad, Jason. We're up against the clock. Can I bring you back in like maybe 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, great, great. So good. E3NE, everybody. Thank you, Jason Sorens. Thank you.
Thank you, Gard.
You got it.